My name is Val Amsden, and I'm your host of This Side of the Grass. Throughout my experience with the death of very close loved ones, I learned that not many people are prepared for the inevitable. Someday we will all die. On this podcast, I hope to normalize these conversations about dying, not only so we can be prepared, but more importantly, so that we can truly live every single day with purpose and intention that we are blessed to be here on this side of the grass. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to This Side of the Grass. I'm your host, Val, and thank you again for joining me. This has become definitely an exercise in being uncomfortable, and I want to be very transparent that podcasting is not easy. So I wanted to put that out there, not to apologize, but to let you know that it's something that I am very passionate about. The information is something I'm passionate about sharing. So thank you for being here and listening or watching. Those that know me, for supporting me, others that have found me in some way, shape, or form, I appreciate you being here and really hope that what I have to share is helpful for you. So there's going to be a lot of topics, and I'll explore that a little bit later on in the episode. But hopefully something resonates with you. If not for you, maybe a loved one, friend, family that you can forward this to. But ultimately, I hope that you find that in context of the whole conversation, all of us, as morbid as it is, are going to die at some point. So that realization, which shouldn't really be a realization, it's just, it's life, it's a fact. We don't think about it. Very often is what I have found in my experience, having lost people that are so close to me. So why do we think that? Why do we think that it's not going to be me? Or maybe this isn't relevant for me, or it's too soon for me to think about it, or I can deal with this later. Why do we think that we're invincible? Today's topic is, why do we wait? And I can't be in your head, but I will tell you, as I've started the process of choosing topics for this podcast and sharing with people that this podcast will eventually be launching, which we haven't done yet. By the time you read this, there'll be a few more, or read, watch, listen to this. There'll be a few episodes out that you can dabble into of various topics. But as I've shared with people what I'm doing and why, it's amazing how many different vantage points there are in different aspects of life and phases of life. So who am I talking to as we go through different topics and information? Why is it relevant to you? So if you're 30s, in your 30s, you're a 30-something, maybe you have a young family, you've got little kids, you are in the thick of it. They don't sleep well yet. You are dragging yourself to work during the day and picking up at daycare and getting them home. And every day just kind of goes on and on and on. And you kind of live for the weekends in a way, because it takes away the craziness of the week. But also the weekends are kind of the toughest, because you don't have the routine, and that kid or kids, they're there all the time. You're just too busy to think about anything that might come next. And we are, I think, having already lived through my 30s, we feel like we're invincible when we're in our 30s. Nothing's going to happen to us. We're too busy to think about it. Or maybe you're in your 40s. You're a 40-something, which is where I'm at, and we're in the thick of it with kids that could range from toddlers to high schoolers at this point, and you are transporting kids. You are basically their Uber from activities to school. And it's hard to even take a breath, let alone think of the unlikely scenario of, what if something happens to me? What if something happens to my spouse or partner? What if something, God forbid, happens to one of my kids? Or maybe you're a 50-something, that you are either an empty nester, or maybe a soon-to-be empty nester. You're still going to work, but things are not quite as crazy. You're able to find some hobbies, some time. But maybe you're dealing with aging parents and they're taking a lot of your time and you're trying to tie up all of your parent stuff and make sure that they're ready for whatever comes next, be it assisted living, moving in with you, and then eventually tying things up for their estate or their life as it comes to an end. So you're not really thinking of yourself. I would say that this is going to be for all of you because it's never too early to start thinking about what comes next and being prepared. And the truth of it is, this sounds maybe a little callous, but once you die, you really don't care anymore. You're gone. It doesn't matter, but it does matter to those that are left behind. And so in talking about different topics and things to think about, what you're doing is giving a gift to those that are left behind, whether it is a spouse or a partner or a sibling or a child, or maybe even a parent, if you go first before your parent or parents. So in my own experience, I've talked a bit about losing my mom. I was 29, so I was not responsible for handling her estate after she passed away. My dad, who's still alive, handled all of that for her, and she was only 57. So there was more time, because she had a terminal illness, to talk through what she wanted. And I've mentioned in a previous episode as well that she gave us the gift of planning her own service and writing her own obituary and trying to handle all of those things that she didn't want to burden us with because she knew it was going to be hard enough already. We talked about that with her, and it was very, I didn't realize at the time how beneficial it was. So when my brother passed away, very unexpectedly, there was no terminal illness. He had high blood pressure, but other than that, we didn't realize that what ended up happening with his heart condition was even a thing. So we hadn't had that conversation about, do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? Do you want, if you want to be buried, do you want an open casket or a closed casket? So some of those things are an easy conversation to have, but we just didn't. The other thing we didn't talk about was, do you want to be a donor? One thing that surprised me is how quickly we received a phone call after he'd passed away asking if we wanted to donate his eyes or his tissues, any of his viable organs. And having just been reeling with the loss of him over the span of 8 to 9 hours from when we first got the phone call all the way through the time waiting in the hospital to the doctors, the surgeons coming out and saying that he hadn't made it through surgery, the last thing on my mind was, do we want to donate parts of his body? We ended up doing that, and it has been the most unexpected gift with the organization that continues to send the most lovely, thoughtful letters and communications about the gift that he gave through his death to other families. But it wasn't a conversation that we'd had. I mean, why would we have that conversation? Surprisingly, and I say this just because of the conversations with other people that are my age, in their 40s, what he did have at the age of 44, which was kind of incredible, he had a will, he had a trust, and he had an estate plan. He had indicated down to what he wanted done with his two dogs. So it was just an incredible gift to know that these were his wishes at the time that he died. The other thing, and we're going to come back to this towards the end of the episode, I found in his desk, and I don't know that I've talked about this yet, but he and I were business partners. So my brother and I had 16 years together in an office. And when we weren't in the office day to day, we were talking by phone, we were texting. It was literally dozens of times during the day. And we'd leave the office at the end of every day, and we'd usually talk once or twice in the evening as well. So he and I had a lot of shared time together. We had a lot of shared space. we could pretty much finish each other's sentences. But one of the things that I didn't even think about, and again, we'll come back to this as an action item for this week. He had been keeping, and I found in his desk drawer, a list of all of his usernames and passwords for any account that he had. This was savings accounts, checking account, credit card, login for mortgage, login for an investment 401k account, even Facebook and Instagram. So any of these logins and passwords that he had created or changed since 2017, so from 2017 to 2022, he was tracking them. What an incredible thing to have left for someone, me, namely, that needed them unexpectedly. The third thing, the first being the will and trust, the second being a list of passwords, the third thing that he did have as well was life insurance. And that is something that we're going to talk about in a future episode with some subject matter experts, because it is so important. Oftentimes, and I'm sure you can think of one or more people just in recent months where a loved one has died unexpectedly, and you see on social media the GoFundMe page. Not a bad way to look for help if something unexpected happens, but life insurance is an amazing way, especially when you're younger, to be set up in case something happens. Maybe it's to cover medical expenses or funeral expenses or to pay off a mortgage or all of the above. But it was something that he had thought through and that he had, both with his ex-wife, with my brother and I, as part of our business. It was a conversation that we'd had for years and years and years and years, which actually started after my mom passed away. So we realized the importance of it because we had lost her. So we put in place plans personally and within our business to make sure that should something happen, we could take care of as much as possible. So something that has become important that didn't come to mind maybe right away in the aftermath of the shock after he passed away, something that's been important throughout the last 15 months since he passed away has been the relationships that we have with our bank. We bank with a community bank, and they have been exceptionally helpful as we navigate the administrative part of tying up somebody's estate. We have a trusted attorney that was instrumental in helping him write his estate plan. He had done my mom's as well. And we had this relationship with him, and we knew who he was, which is the other part of it. If you don't have a super close relationship or you don't work with your family, which is somewhat unique, you may not know who those people are. So how would you even know where to start if you don't have these conversations? And thirdly, accountants that we knew and trusted. And again, a lot of that within the context of the family business. But I mean, you don't even think about filing your tax returns and things like that that still are required for a period of time after someone passes away. So in reflecting upon my own experience, and I realize it's unique, but also think through what you have and what you've thought about as you think about what happens if you go first or your spouse happens to die. So what I would encourage you for an action step for this week is to sit down with your closest loved one, the person that you think should handle your estate and your affairs if you pass away. If you're married, it's likely going to be your spouse or a partner. If you're not married, maybe it's a sibling or a close friend or a parent or a child. But think about who that should be. Who is the person that you would trust to handle everything if you're gone? And make for them, either sitting down with them or list it out, start with your monthly bills and make a list of passwords for all of the things that you have to do on a monthly basis. So do you pay the mortgage? In my household, I handle the monthly bills. So I literally have a Word document that has a link to the website where you go in to log in. It has my username and password, but it also has the email address and phone number that are tied to that account. So if you have to reset the password, you know what was used to do so, which phone number is going to get a text, which email is going to get a link. But put together, maybe it's the electricity, maybe it's something as simple as the recurring Netflix or streaming services or your Apple ID, but any monthly bills that either you log in and pay or that are recurring that have a login and a password, make a list. Sit down with either that person or your spouse and say, hey, I'm going to hand this to you. This is where it's at right now. If there are changes, I will update them and let them know where it's going to be saved. It's a fairly straightforward way to help them in the event that something unexpected happens. And I want to say this because I do believe in manifestation and talking about things that you want to happen. And I don't believe that preparing yourself for something that is possible is going to manifest it happening. So being prepared is different than wishing for it to happen. So sitting down and having this conversation with that person is really a gift to them and vice versa. So have them do the same for you if you are their person. The second thing, and this was kind of inspired by a friend of mine who lives alone. She's single and she has animals. Posted by her front door is a list. And it says, if something happens to me, this is who to call. And it has the name of her attorney and it has the name of her close friend. And it has her family members' contact information that don't live in state. And because she has animals, it indicates who to call to come take care of the animals should something happen to her. So again, not manifesting something to happen, but if it did, if she had to call for a paramedic and they came in and they had to take her to the hospital, there's a whole list right by the front door of who they need to call to let know that something happened with her. So those are my action plans for you today. Come up with a password list for your monthly bills. And maybe on that password list, you also list, now I know this might be a little controversial because maybe you don't want your spouse logging into your phone, but a passcode for your phone. Because if something should happen, I'm sure you have a lot saved on that phone, good, bad, or otherwise. But you're probably going to need it as a multi-factor authentication. You know how that happens when it says, oh, we're going to text you a code. I mean, it does it for DoorDash even. So the most minor of things that you don't think of, have it someplace in case it's needed. And again, hey, if you die and they have to log into your phone, I mean, you're not going to care what they see anyway, I hope. So anyway, as we look to future podcast episodes, we're going to talk more in depth on a few things that I already touched on. We're going to talk about life insurance. We're going to bring a couple people in to talk about what is it? Why do we need it? How do we get it? What are the differences between term insurance and permanent insurance? What is the need for either or both? We're going to talk about estate planning, wills, trusts, the differences between that. What is probate? What to expect if you have to go through that process? I'm excited for other guests to be brought in that I won't mention yet because I have to manifest these ones to happen. But between the estate planning and the life insurance, I think we're going to have a really great jumpstart on giving you some really good, solid information. In between me sharing some additional pieces in future episodes that I've learned throughout this process. But if you have additional ideas, if you have thoughts, if you have someone that you think would be a great resource to interview, if you'd like to share your own experience, whatever, if this has brought up any thoughts that you'd love for me to hear for future episodes, please send me an email, val@thissidepodcast.com, val@thissidepodcast.com. And we will take a look at those ideas for future episodes. So thank you for joining me today. I hope you have a great rest of your week. The worst part about losing someone you love, besides the agony of never getting to see them again, are the things you never said. The unsaid stalks you, mocks you, for thinking you had all the time in the world. By Karen Marie Moaning.
This Side of the Grass is a Divine Fox production. All thoughts and information shared on this podcast are for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as legal, financial, psychological, or any other professional advice.
I'm so excited to partner with Fountain Hill Winery. Guests of This Side of the Grass will receive wine from our friends at Fountain Hill in Delano, Minnesota. Many of you listening are from the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, but even if you're not, if you're looking for a family-friendly getaway that's both relaxing and delicious, look no further than Fountain Hill Winery, nestled in the heart of Delano, Minnesota. Sip on handcrafted wines while savoring authentic Neapolitan pizzas made fresh to order. At Fountain Hill, the fun never stops. With events happening all year round, there's something for everyone to enjoy. From live music to seasonal festivities, their calendar is packed with excitement. Visit fhwandvineyard.com. That's fhwandvineyard.com to stay up to date with upcoming events. Come for the wine, stay for the fun. Fountain Hill Winery, where memories are made and laughter is shared.